ایمان را در خودتون تقویت بکنید، ایمانی که هم در اینجا شما را شرافتمند می کند و هم در پیشگاه حق آبرو دارید و با آبرومندی وارد می شید به تخت اعلی.
In the path of the Imam.
In the name of God, salam and welcome to the program. Dear listeners, if you remember, we have been discussing Imam Khomeini's teaching method for a couple of weeks. One of the most important features of Imam Khomeini's teaching method was that he observed the respect of ulama in various fields of Islamic sciences. Although he had a very critical spirit, as we had discussed earlier, he never allowed his students to disrespect other ulama and great figures, no matter if they were alive or dead. Today, we will touch upon this aspect of his personality. Stay tuned, please. Ayatollah Muhammad Emomi Kashani says, Imam Khomeini used to keep high esteem for ulama and jurisprudence and remember them very respectfully. When he wanted to reject their remarks on jurisprudence, principles of jurisprudence and philosophy, he would do it with respect. For example, he would not say, that a scholar has not realized this or has not paid attention to this. Late Hujjatul Islam Mustafa Zamani also said, whenever the Imam wanted to quote a subject from a scholar, he would remember him with respect, and if he didn't accept the subject, he would mention it with special respect, and then would reject it with scientific argumentation. Yet, he would sometimes use the phrase, Rizwanullah ta'ala alayh, meaning, may God be satisfied with him, for the scholar. He would reject the special respect for the writer, even the books that he thought were not usable for higher levels of jurisprudence. Another aspect of Imam Khomeini's teaching method was that he taught very attractively, smoothly, and expressively. Late Ayatollah Muhammad Fazil Lankarani narrated an interesting memory on this, saying, Imam Khomeini's way of expression in teaching was so sweet and expressive that nobody needed to ask another one to explain the Imam's view. He would directly present all subjects with his sweet and clear expression. Imam Khomeini would use special phrases and appropriate examples on abstract issues to elucidate them for students. Ayatollah Jafar Sobhani, one of the present sources of emulation, says in this regard, the Imam's general teaching method or his speech was in a way that he would refrain from complicated speaking and try to deliver intellectual and theoretical issues, which are often far-fetched for understanding with the clearest phrases and evident examples. He would even explicate rational and intellectual issues which are beyond senses and materials in the form of examples. Thus, his teaching and remarks had a special attraction in the seminary, and few could say that he had not benefited from the Imam's course, provided that he had the talent to learn that course. Hujjatul Islam Sayyid Kamal Faqih Imani also says, Imam Khomeini was very powerful in making the students understand courses. This caused the students and ulama to attend his classes, and the Salmasi Mosque would be crowded so much so that sometimes it would extend to the alley. Dear listeners, another aspect of Imam Khomeini's classes was that he was not rigid and used to tell jokes for refreshment of students. Late Hujjat al-Islam Ali Davani narrated this interesting memory. Although Imam Khomeini was very tacit, he would say a joke at the class so that the audience would laugh loudly. While he was indifferent and silent as if he had not said anything. For instance, one of his students from Azerbaijan area insisted on his opinion and the Imam wanted to silence him. At last, Imam Khomeini told him, "Yok," meaning no in Turkish. In this way, both that student and the audience laughed and he was silent. Imam Khomeini sometimes would even joke with his elder son, Haja Mustafa, to refresh the class, although he deemed high respect for his scientific status. Hujjat al-Islam Sayyid Abdul Majid Irawani says, "One day in Holy Najaf, late Haja Mustafa, who was a great mujtahid and a scholar, raised a question on a hadith. The Imam answered him, but his son was not convinced and asked for more explanation. The Imam said jokingly, 'Don't say such things, lest people laugh saying that you are illiterate.' Agha Mustafa said loudly, 'They will say I am your son. If I am illiterate, I am your son.' Scientific courage and self-confidence were other aspects of Imam Khomeini's teaching method. Late Ayatollah Abbas Ali Zanjani said, among the features of Imam Khomeini's class was his broad-mindedness that he used to enforce at his courses. Therefore, the students would get used to it. He would let different views be raised in the course of teaching so that the students were exposed to various views and reach a desirable conclusion. Late Ayatollah Muhammad Hadi Ma'rifat said, Imam Khomeini created such a change in the seminary of Najaf that attracted us to him. Till then, the remarks of great jurisprudence used to be considered as a sacred domain. For example, if we said this is the view of late Ayatollah Naini, it would be considered as the last argument, since the personality of scholars had such a great impact on views. This had turned jurisprudence from a matter of research into a matter of imitation. Thus, students would not dare raise a view against the view of great figures. But Imam Khomeini caused a change and taught to the students to research on the views of great scholars. Dear friends, Imam Khomeini used to think a lot, although he was a very great researcher. Ayatollah Subhani says that once he had given several books on a specific topic, but the Imam kept only two of them and said that he had to contemplate to find the answer. Another element of Imam Khomeini's success in teaching method was that he would avoid proclivity. He used to express his view in the shortest and most useful possible way. Professor Ghulam Reza Awani says, one of the characteristics of Imam Khomeini's works and books was his succinctness. I mean that there is no room for proclivity in his books. The Imam mentions an issue and discusses it briefly. He usually quotes the words of all his teachers on an issue and then mentions his view. Dear listeners, next time we will dwell upon another aspect of Imam Khomeini's teaching method. God bless.